Now, we mentioned it at the top of the show and you would have heard it in the news as well. Government ministers are meeting for the final cabinet meeting ahead of the summer break this morning, and it's being reported that Health Minister Stephen Donnelly is going to announce public funding for IVF and IUI fertility treatments for eligible couples. But what are the reported criteria that people will have to meet for the funding? Well, political reporter with the Irish Examiner, Tadhg McNally, joins me now. Tadhg, how are you?
I'm very well.
Good, good. Listen, I want to ask you a couple of questions about this because on the face of it, it looks like great news. This announcement kind of seemed to come out of nowhere. Did it come out of nowhere a bit?
Not entirely out of nowhere. We kind of had an idea that this was coming for the last little while. So, as part of the last budget, the government assigned essentially €10 million in funding to allow for publicly funded fertility treatments. So, that would allow for both IVF and IUI treatments.
Okay.
So, you know, when that was announced, it was sort of expected that approximately around 3,000 couples would be eligible to access that treatment, and sort of in the interim, we've just been sort of waiting to hear when that will be when the process will officially begin, yeah. And we now know it'll be in September that we'll start to see the publicly funded fertility treatments roll out.
Okay, so the planned rollout is from September, and I think the HSE is finalising some arrangements with the private clinics as well. So you said 3,000 couples are waiting, they're eligible, and the funding is going to be used for what exactly? Is it, it's one IVF cycle, is that right?
Yes, so essentially there's a couple of key criteria that yeah. people will need to meet to access these treatments. So for IVF in particular, couples who have previously accessed more than one cycle of IVF will not be eligible to receive the publicly funded treatments.
Okay.
And anybody who is eligible, clinically eligible for IUI treatments, is able to access up to 3 cycles of IUI. But there are also some separate access criteria for both of those.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, there will be limits on people's age.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that, because the number that we were hearing in the news was 41 would be kind of the cutoff age wise. What other criteria will people have to meet, does it seem?
Yeah, so aside from age, the other criteria will be body mass index. So people over a certain body mass index, mm-hmm. BMI, will be unable to access it.
Okay.
There's also going to be a limit to the number of children that the couple currently have.
Okay.
And it's expected that it'll be no children. They'll have to have no children if they want to access this treatment.
Okay.
This criteria was essentially agreed by an expert working group ahead of the announcement mm-hmm. this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
We're expecting Minister Donnelly to set out the full criteria later on today.
So there's a couple of things that might be controversial over, people might find controversial. I've already heard this morning people, you know, a little bit worried about the body mass index criteria.
Mm-hmm.
Same-sex couples and single people can't avail of this because you're not included if you need to add elements like an egg or a sperm donation. What's happening there? Is there a plan to add that in at some stage, or how does it work?
Yeah, so essentially there are some issues that the government essentially has to work through on this. So there's regulatory issues and clinical issues.
Mm-hmm.
So to address that, they're essentially going to look at it through the Assisted Human Reproduction Bill that's currently paused at committee stage in the Oireachtas.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that will be dealt with. So there'll probably be amendments brought through to look at the use of donated materials in particular. So like sperm, eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So that means essentially at the moment, single people or same-sex couples are unable to access the any funding, but that's likely to change once that bill goes through the Oireachtas. It's not quite clear when that will happen.
Sure.
It's likely that amendments will have to be drafted and put through the system.
Yeah.
we're not quite certain as to yet, but essentially the government wanted to get the IVF and IUI done first before looking at the use of donated materials.
So the funding was made available. They got 10 million for the scheme in last September's budget. Is there any reason why it took so long to get to this stage if the funding was made available last September?
Well, essentially, the main reason seems to be that there's no sort of public capacity within the HSE for publicly funded IVF. So, like you said at the top, all of this has to be done through private clinics, essentially.
Sure.
So the HSE had to come up with a system to tender a system to allow them to pass this off to private clinics. Mm-hmm. They needed to put together a sort of a longer term plan to bring up the public capacity. So this is sort of the use of private sector operators is likely to be used in sort of short to medium term while the HSE sort of builds up its capacity. And it was also to allow that sort of expert group to set out the criteria to access treatments.
It's really interesting. There's a good bit that I would say is still uncertain. Are we going to know a bit more after the meeting this morning, after the cabinet meeting this morning?
Yeah, so we'll likely get clear eligibility criteria. So, like around the maximum age, the maximum BMI, the number of kids people can have. It's also likely to get clarity on whether or not what sort of clinical cause of infertility a couple will need to have.
Okay.
So it's not clear if a couple has an unknown cause of infertility, whether or not they'll be able to access this funding yet.
Okay. Tadhg, that's brilliant. Thanks so much for explaining it to us and coming on as well, because I know you're busy today. Thanks so much, Tadhg.
No problem at all. Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot. It's political reporter with the Irish Examiner, Tadhg McNally, speaking to us there about the news that's being reported today that Health Minister Stephen Donnelly is going to announce public funding for IVF and IUI fertility treatments for eligible couples at the Cabinet meeting this morning. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.